Hello and welcome to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country. I'm News Director Dave Doney. Thanks for joining us. Our guest today is Jennifer Ellis Brunn, Director, Licking County Job and Family Services. Jennifer, obviously a lot of folks are on pins and needles, especially when it comes to the government shutdown. Doesn't seem like there's any end in sight to that, and folks are worried about SNAP and all their other benefits. What are you telling people right now? What are you telling folks that are coming through your doors looking for help?
Number one, if you have a remaining balance on your SNAP card, you can still access those benefits. And then number two, no one really has to go hungry. Access your local food pantries. The Food Pantry Network of Licking County is a wonderful organization. And the new market style pantries are offering healthy, fresh food as well as traditional foods. And you can access a pantry whenever you need it. No longer do you have to wait and only go once a month. The food pantries are there for our families whenever they're in need.
Jennifer, how many folks, roughly, you don't have to have the exact number, I know, but how many families, how many individuals are being supported on SNAP here in Licking County?
Sure. There are over 18,000 Licking Countyans on SNAP. Almost 7,000 of that number are children, 400 are veterans, and over 500 are homeless. Over 4,000 are on SSI or disabled.
Mm-hmm. But remind folks again then what the economic and the income requirements are to be on this, because I don't think folks understand, anybody can just, they can just say, I need this, I need that. It doesn't work that way.
Of course. So it is an income eligibility program and also based on household budgeting. And so you have to be at 130% of the federal poverty level. So these are the poorest of our poor families. And I would just like to note that I hope people realize that the overwhelming majority of people that receive SNAP food assistance are the working poor.
Mm-hmm. Define that. For somebody who knows, people will hear working poor. Is that, hey, they're living paycheck to paycheck? What do you hear that? What does that mean for the average listener?
So that means that these families aren't making a living wage, so to speak. They are not bringing in enough money to support their family fully. They are in a very low income bracket, and many of these families were already working with to upskill them, to find them better jobs. But yes, it's just the working poor in Licking County.
Yeah. Have you had a lot of folks calling, asking, reaching out to not just you, but everybody down there, Job and Family Services, saying, I don't know what to do? And again, you don't know exactly what's going to happen, because it seems to me, Jennifer, this stuff is changing on a daily basis.
We have had a lot of calls already. And again, we're directing people to the food pantries. We are assuring people that once the federal shutdown is over, they will then receive their November benefits, albeit at a delay. What we are already starting to experience is families that are so in crisis without their SNAP benefits that they run the risk of children's services involvement because they can't provide the basic needs for their children.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I never even thought about that. I mean, there's some of these things, it sounds good on paper. Hey, we're going to make sure we do this. We're going to make sure we do that. But boy, when that paper hits the road, that is a scary situation. I can't imagine, Jennifer, and you guys deal with this all the time, but being a parent who is doing everything they can to keep their family together, and then the rug is pulled out from under, and then they're coming to talk to them about their kids. I mean, I just can't imagine what that's like. It's just so scary to me. I can't imagine for those folks.
That's right. It's very scary. Once Children's Services knocks on your door, that really changes everything for your family. We do whatever we can to ensure that that family has the basic needs that they need so that we don't have to disrupt their family and don't have to create that separation. So whether that's assisting them with needed food, temporary shelter, helping them perhaps pay a utility bill. We will find that many families have to use money allocated for bills each month to now buy food for their families. And so that will create an additional crisis. So looking at contingency and emergency service for them to help them in those areas as well.
So you mentioned, you know, you work with the food pantry. Who are some of these other organizations that you deal with to say, hey, okay, we may not be able to get you exactly what you need, but we're going to send you over here and they should be able to help you. Because, I mean, we all know it's a wonderful community. There's a lot of folks that are waiting to help. But are there some certain ones that this is where we're going to send you next?
There are. The food pantry is definitely our biggest. There are other places where families can get a hot meal, such as the Salvation Army. There is the outreach group on Saturday mornings on East Main Street across from the sheriff's office. And then what I would encourage more than ever right now is that everybody think about how they might be able to support a family or families. It doesn't matter how macro or how micro, whatever that looks like. So if you can support the Food Pantry Network, their dollar, they can take your dollar and go a lot farther with it than you can. Churches, clubs, and organizations, consider providing a hot meal to your community. Grab bags for people for food, especially child-friendly food. Think about your neighbor that may be in need. Maybe you can't do a lot, but maybe you know a family that you can send a meal to. Check in on your elderly that you know don't have a lot. Ensure they have ample food. And again, it's even that smallest of donation, it makes a difference. Now's the time. Help your neighbors, help those in need. In this climate, it's time for us to show kindness and take care of one another. And Licking County is famous for that. So that's what we need to focus on right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, we talk, you know, we have United Way in here and we have different organizations come in. But sometimes I think people forget, and to your point with the Food Pantry Network, oh, all I can give is $5, all I can give is $2. You don't understand, folks don't understand how far that can go. Anything right now. We're getting ready to get into the kettle season for Salvation Army. We're going to talk about what you folks are doing, but every little bit helps, correct? I mean, it's not just...
Every little bit helps. Yeah. And there's a lot of people that can't give a lot, but don't think for a moment that that small donation won't make an impact, because it will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. And we ring the bells, and I'm sure you have too. It's folks will just, hey, this is all I got. Well, that's fine. I don't remember anybody, Jennifer, turning down a donation any amount.
That's right.
I don't remember saying, no, you keep that. I mean, most people are like, okay, we'll take it. The other part of this story is, too, and I got a press release from the state, you folks. I know on the state level, they're talking about furloughs on the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services, folks not getting paid. Has that reached where you're at right now here locally at Licking County Job and Family Services? Have you had to furlough or do anything like that?
Not at this time. We run a pretty tight ship in that we are not overinflated with staff. We need every pair of boots on the ground right now. It is business as usual for us. We will continue to process cases, whether that's a new case or getting required documents to keep those benefits going. So again, it's business as usual for us. I give a lot of credit to those state agencies because they are doing those furloughs to ensure that they can preserve as much funding as possible to keep the counties going. Mm-hmm. So hats off to them for doing that. So right now we are a very fortunate county. We have the support of our county commissioners as well. And again, it's business as usual for us. Our doors are open and we're here to help.
Do you kind of find yourself calling other? I mean, you mentioned a little while ago the election, Coshocton County passed there. Do you stay in contact with other directors, Jennifer, to say, okay, how are you? I'm sure you do, but I mean, how are you doing this? What are you doing? What kind of tricks of the trade, so to speak? Do you stay in touch with everybody else?
Yeah, we rely on each other heavily. Just yesterday, I was in a director's meeting with our region, which is our East Central region, and we share ideas about what each agency is doing, and we steal those ideas and are happy to offer them to one another. So many of our agencies are doing that. You have to find what best fits your community as far as size and need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, switch up gears a little bit, and it's still kind of a heartbreaking, so to speak, but, you know, we're coming into the holidays. And you folks came and you spoke at our Newark Kiwanis meeting not too long ago about, you know, helping out at the holidays, adopting a family, adopting kids, and doing things to make sure they have a great Christmas. Talk a little bit about this program and just how important it is to what you're trying to do in our community.
Sure. The Families Helping Families program has been around for over 40 years. It started out very small. A secretary in Children's Services saw a family in need and bought them some gifts. That kindness was contagious. We had more employees start to do that, and then the word started spreading to community members. And before we knew it, we have what we call today Families Helping Families. We will serve over 500 children this year to ensure they have gifts under the tree on Christmas morning. We do a lot of collaboration with other agencies that run similar programs, such as Salvation Army, to be sure that our resources go as far as possible and serve many families. We are still asking for donors for that program, whether you would like to give a monetary donation or quote-unquote adopt a child or children for Christmas to shop for them. We provide a list of needs and wants for that child. We have a lot of families that use this as a bit of a teaching moment or a family bonding moment to show how important that kindness is, taking their own children out to buy for other children that aren't as fortunate as mm-hmm. them. So it is a wonderful program. We also serve around 100 seniors every Christmas as well who don't have anyone that will bring them anything during the holidays.
How does that work then? Is it just mostly for seniors? Is it food? I mean, are you saying, no, hey, let's get some gift cards, some gifts? I mean, I think sometimes we do forget about seniors. We think forget about veterans and those folks, but they build our community. We need to help them, correct?
They do, yes. And so we always ensure that our seniors have ample food. Our agency employs two adult protective services workers, and they provide a lot of those supportive services. And every holiday, they visit approximately 100 seniors between the two workers and take them generally a gift card to a store where they can buy food and then also some gifts such as blankets and things of that nature.
How do you guys do it, Jennifer? I mean, it's not... social work is not easy. I mean, you got to be proud of your staff. I mean, how do you do it? How do you get up every day, smile on your face, and go in there and deal with some of the issues beyond your control that you have to deal with? How do you guys do it?
Well, our staff is amazing. I can't say enough about them. We have a very long tenured staff that's very committed to serving their community. And while there's a lot of heartache in it, the work is not easy, but it is very meaningful. And they truly make an impact in our community. So I'm very proud of them and the work that they do every day.
And I don't think folks understand like all the different things you do on a daily basis. I mean, you've talked about your seniors, the veterans, you know, the kids and the families first. I mean, there are so many different things. It's kind of amazing that you're able to do as much as you guys do in this community with such small numbers. I mean, I'm sure you're like everybody else. You could always add more staff, correct?
We could always add more staff, for sure. And that is true. It's very misunderstood what we do and I guess how much we do more than anything. Mm-hmm. We do provide all child welfare services for Licking County and adult protective services. And adult protective means everything from investigating referrals of abuse and neglect, but also trying to help families with a lot of the financial exploitation that we're seeing with our older citizens. We do workforce development, so we work with employers to both help them find workforce, and then we work with job seekers to place them, to upskill them, to provide training, and then, of course, your basic needs through public assistance, which is mainly food assistance and medical assistance.
Yeah, people hear Ohio means jobs, but then they forget to say Licking County or whatever county, it doesn't matter, but you have an office here if folks need that. Are you seeing more and more people use those type of services and going, hey, wait a minute, I didn't know this was available to us?
We have a steady flow. We've always had a steady flow to our Ohio Means Jobs office in Licking County. We do a lot of job fairs, and we're doing a lot of collective job fairs that are including several employers at a time, and we've seen a lot of great success with that. We are very fortunate in Licking County that we have some amazing employers paying great wages. Mm-hmm. And so we're able to work with them and connect those job seekers. And it really changes lives and situations for people. We also provide a lot of prevention services and children's services. So how can we look at a family holistically and ensure that they have the support in place that they need to stay together successfully? Mm-hmm. So yeah, we do a lot of great things, and I hope my staff go home sometimes a little beat down at the end of the day, but also very proud.
Yeah. If folks want more information on anything we've discussed today, is it just as simple as going to a computer, clicking? Is it calling, stopping down? What should they do?
Any and all of those things. Our website is lickingcountyjfs.com. You can call us anytime at 740-670-8999 or come into our agency.
You've been listening to Focus on Licking County. I'm Buckeye Country. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I want to thank our guest today,
Jennifer Ellis Brunn, Director of Licking County Job and Family Services. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.